With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Looking to get this under control. More members of the military heading to Los Angeles at the direction of the Commander-in-Chief.
The Pentagon has deployed about 700 Marines to L.A. to help National Guard members respond to protests over immigration raids. The Marines are being deployed from their base in the Southern California desert to protect federal property and personnel. Meanwhile, President Trump authorized the deployment of another 2,000 National Guard members, even as California filed a lawsuit against the administration for trampling on the state's authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says it's imperative that law and order be restored to L.A., where it was a fourth night of unrest. New York and Philadelphia, San Francisco and Austin, Texas, among other cities that have seen similar but smaller scale unrest. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has fired every member of a CDC vaccine advisory panel. He says a clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. A massive Russian drone and missile attack leaves at least three people dead, 13 wounded in Ukraine.
Journalists of the Associated Press heard explosions, including the buzzing of drones, in different parts of Kyiv for hours. Plumes of smoke were visible over the city as air defense forces worked to shoot down drones and missiles on Tuesday morning. Ukrainian residents took shelter and slept deep underground during the hours-long attack.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it one of the biggest such attacks in more than 3 years of war. Eight people killed, along with a 21-year-old gunman, shooting at a high school in Graz, Austria. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 24 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 50 points. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors have doubts about the book of Genesis.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is resurrecting the medieval practice of religious pilgrimages. Around Berlin, Christians and non-believers alike are invited to take short walks by various ministries. The suburb of Spandau has launched its own loop connecting 24 Protestant churches and 2 Catholic ones. Berliners and tourists can walk, bike, or canoe along color-coded routes linking the houses of worship. This is SRN News. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who is weighing a possible run for New York governor next year, blasted Democrat incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul as a hypocrite Monday. This comes after Governor Hochul joined other Democratic governors in calling President Trump's National Guard deployment in California over the weekend an alarming abuse of power.
Stefanik compared President Trump's actions to Hochul's decision to use the New York National Guard to secure state-run prisons after corrections officers went on strike earlier this year. Mr. Trump sent some 2,000 National Guardsmen into L.A. on Saturday to quash escalating protests as thousands of people hit the streets to oppose the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The Democratic Governors Association released a joint statement from Hochul and leaders of other states on Sunday, backing California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Find more details at srnnews.com.